U.S. Department of Agriculture and Rural Development State Director Stan Grzynski says improving telecommunications in rural areas will create jobs in two ways: the construction jobs to build the infrastructure and the jobs created by well-connected local businesses.
Economically and in terms of opportunity, it levels the playing field. If telecommunications lines are as good as they are near Minneapolis or near Milwaukee or Green Bay, then you're going to expand your business. It's going to create good jobs. It's going to allow these smaller communities to sustain themselves in a very competitive world.
Grzynski says rural education and medical care stand to benefit from improved telecommunications, but the sparse population of rural areas makes such development harder on bottom lines.
It's primarily geography. You have to have all that infrastructure in place, but by the very nature of rural communities, you have less paying customers.
East Central Energy Communications Manager Jennifer Wieser says the low member-to-mile ratio adds up quickly, considering the 57,000 homes, farms, and businesses serviced by the electric cooperative.
We have about 7 members per mile of line, and if you think about that, that's a lot of line to maintain and upkeep. And when I'm talking of line, that's the power line and everything that goes to the 57,000 homes, farms, and businesses that we serve.
Wieser says with the loan, East Central Energy plans to build 174 new miles of distribution line and upgrade 158 miles of existing electric line between 2011 and 2014. Jim Leno, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Superior.